Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, during Prohibition, Al Capone's and all of the Chicago street gangs, they made the Thompson submachine gun a symbol of gang violence. They referred to it as the Chicago typewriter. It could have a 100-round magazine. It didn't take a whole lot of time to empty. It was a 45 caliber submachine gun, if you will. And it made a lot of headlines, while occasionally it would perforate both targets and bystanders. And Congress, at the time, saw this opportunity to do something. And they just couldn't let a crisis go to waste. And the ultimate result is the National Firearms Act of 1934, the NFA, which was later amended by the Gun Control Act of 1968, the GCA. And the net result is that certain firearms and firearm-related items have seriously disfavored status, which has nothing at all to do with crime or the Constitution. Now, the NFA states that for certain items like a machine gun, a suppressor, or a short-barreled rifle or shotgun, that you must pay a $200 tax and then wait for an extended period for the federal government to decide that it's okay for you to have the item. Then you get the tax stamp, then you can have it, and then it's not really your property. It's not really your property at all. But, I digress. Supreme Court recently in the Bruin decision said that lengthy wait times in processing license applications or exorbitant fees deny ordinary citizens their right to public carry. Now, the ATF routinely violates this idea with wait times of a year or more before issuing that tax stamp. So granted, they're purchase authorizations, not carry permits, but the same thing applies. When you have a constitutional right to a weapon or a suppressor, all other considerations require extremely careful examination. So, when I go to a dealer and I buy a gun, I have to fill out a 4473. I have to go through the, I don't have to go through the background check because I have a permit, right? I have a permit. And, if I fail the check, then I'm not, if I actually were taking it, then I'm out the, I'm out of that, and I have to go through an appeal process. Only when that is finished can I buy the gun. But ordinarily, in South Carolina, for example, I have to go through a background check. In some places, you still have to go through it. But if you don't have it, like in Florida, for example, you have to go through a 3-day wait if you don't have it. And that's exactly the same as waiting for a trial after January 6th, but still. So, let's say you want to buy a suppressor. You buy it. Then you have to send in your fingerprints. Then you have to fill out a form. You have to pay your $200. And then you do not pass go, and then you wait. And you wait. And you wait. And you, when you look at the legal rules to own a suppressor, there are three basic criteria. You're legally eligible to purchase a firearm in a state that allows suppressors. You've passed the ATF background check, and you've paid the $200 tax. And that's it. That could be decided right there. This is, could all be done in 5 minutes because it is functionally the same background check. Then you throw in the two C notes, and everything should go over in the time it takes to ring up the transition. Some people go for 6 months, 11 months, a year. That qualifies as a lengthy wait time. And even if we throw in the fingerprints, which shouldn't take more than a day, because police can routinely get prints run in hours. And here's the thing. Suppressors are legal. That is an essential key concept. And because most of you are lawful, law-abiding citizens, gun owners, that kind of thing, the only material difference is that you have to pay that extra tax. So the process does not describe a prohibition. The NFA is a way to provide for taxation. Unfortunately, it's also a way some bureaucrat who decides to shut you down to deny your lawful exercise of your Second Amendment right. But Bruin declared that you're not legally, if you're not a legally prohibited person, your right is exactly that, a right. Specifically, the NFA also covers short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, machine guns, any other weapon, and destructive devices. All of these, except for explosives, have the same conditions for possession. Now, a short-barreled rifle has a barrel under 16 inches of, or a length of less than 26 inches. But if the buttstock of the SBR is exchanged for a brace that can be secured to your forearm, it's now a pistol and it doesn't need to be taxed under the NFA. So, an AR pistol with a 10-inch barrel and a 27-inch length is legally a pistol, and you're free of the ATF. But if you had that vertical foregrip that costs about $25, then it becomes any other weapon, and then you have to pay the $200 and go to the ATF for a blessing that may come open sometime next year. And of course, it's still longer than the Tavor battle rifle, which is 26 1/4 inches, which is legally an ordinary rifle outside of ATF's tax scheme, regardless of any accessories you might add to it. Shotguns get crazier rules. They have to have an 18-inch barrel, and it's just as arbitrary as a 16-inch barrel for rifles. In the Miller case, the Supreme Court ruled against weapons that did not have specific military applications. Sawed-off shotguns were not military weapons in 1939, but became key guns the tunnel rats carried in Vietnam. But this is the interesting part. That whole military application part, that means you can have a fully automatic weapon. That's what that says. If it doesn't have a military application, it is not protected by the Second Amendment. That's what they're saying. So, another shotgun rule is particularly silly. You can fire 410 shotgun shells in many 45 caliber revolvers, but if you put a smoothbore barrel on the revolver instead of the rifled one, you now have an any other weapon, also subject to tax. But such a revolver might be particularly valuable for home defense, which is clearly protected. It's a protected right under Heller and Bruin. And we could go on and on and on, but it's clear that the ATF has been acting in a way clearly hostile to the Second Amendment by unreasonably delaying approval to purchase various firearms and accessories. You know, we could possibly suggest that restricting private ownership of explosives could be legal. And, you know, some taxes on that may be lawful. But levying a tax on the exercise of a constitutional right is a clear infringement of that right. And if I want to buy a fully automatic weapon and pay for the immense amount of ammunition each just because it has a giggle switch, that's my right. And I become liable when I misuse it, just as I would become liable for misusing a single-shot Derringer or a dump truck, for that matter. So we can conclude that both the bulk of the National Firearms Act and the Gun Control Act are unconstitutional, and they should also be struck down. I can dream. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamyl-cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. There's never been a Democrat that was, I guess, ballsy enough to stand up and say, all of your children are belong to us. But look at what we've got going on right now. You have a concerted effort from the Democrats to sever the parent-child relationship. And there's this long-ago Japanese video game with a horrible translation. All your base are belong to us. Beginning with Lenin, all totalitarian takeovers have involved co-opting children and breaking them away from their families. We're seeing this with a vengeance in the medical field, where children as young as 12 can make unilateral medical decisions, including destroying their bodies with dangerous hormones and mutilating surgery. Vladimir Lenin, who formed the Soviet government in 1917, was quite explicit about the importance of children to the cause. Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. The core of Hitler's growing cultural takeover during the 1930s was the Hitler Youth Organization, which skillfully taught children to ally themselves with the state and against their parents. During the Iran-Iraq War, the mullahs outfitted children with cheap trinkets that they were promised were keys to heaven, and then sent them out to do battle with hardened Iraqi troops. As Mussolini said, everything in the state, nothing outside the state, nothing against the state, and totalitarians have applied that rule to children, too. So what does this have to do with children and health care? And a little explanation here would go a long way. You need to understand that here in America in 2022 is that the Democrat Party is no longer your father's party, if he was a Democrat. Those of us older than 50 or so vividly remember when our parents and their friends would get together and talk politics. Regardless of party, which was a little bit like sports teams, the political parties of the time, these people, our parents, had the same social, economic, and political value. They just believed in a different way to achieve the political goal. But there's no common goals today. Conservatives want a completely colorblind society. Democrats want a color stratified society. Conservatives believe babies have a right to be born. Democrats, as embodied in Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, are hysterically angry that babies will be born. Conservatives believe in the sexual binary of male and female. And Democrats insist that there's no such thing as male and female anymore. It's easy to be a conservative and have this belief set because it's based upon a norm that is steeped in thousands of years of mankind. Right? Most run-of-the-mill conservatives just believe in something that is natural and ordinary. Humans have more in common than mere skin color. Babies being born, men and women are two separate and distinct halves of the human whole. And in each of the above examples, Democrats believe in something that goes against the natural order that must be then indoctrinated. And, of course, being good totalitarians, they understand that these changes start with children. And that, to reach children, you must remove the parents who protect them ferociously and want them to have a normal, not abnormal life. So, thus we get to this article from the libs of TikTok about the way in which several states have implemented laws that give children as young as 12 complete control over their medical choices. And parents just aren't sidelined, they're blindsided. In Washington State, one angry parent discovered the school can put a child on antidepressants without informing the parent, which now increases, this is one of those psychotropic drugs we're talking about, that class, and it is almost invariably a factor when Caucasian children engage in rampage killings. And their interference, the leftists, their interference doesn't in the parent-child relationship doesn't stop with drugs. Washington, Arizona, New York, Maine, and California remove parents from all access to medical information. I didn't have to raise children in any of those things, the states, thank God. And thankfully, the idea of being autonomous never occurred to either of my sons. But then the libs of TikTok heard about one main parent whose 13-year-old boy was presented with a long questionnaire about his sex life, and when he sought help from his mother, the doctor barred her from the room. So, the question the libs of TikTok asked was, why would a doctor need to secretly know the sexual preference and gender identity the 13-year-old child claims without his mom present? Why would any child be required to share answers to all those invasive questions and bar any parental involvement? Now, if the Democrats have their way, your 12-year-old, who is still very much a child with a child's eye view of the world, must wade into a leftist-run healthcare entirely without a loving parent and their guidance and oversight. If transgenderism is cool at school, your kid could vanish into the bowels of a healthcare system that's happy to pump his or her, full of testosterone, cut off her breasts, or give him unlimited prescription of psychotropic drugs. And you better shut up or you'll lose all rights to your children, including the right to ever see him or her or it again. And I submit this to you quite sincerely. I don't think America signed up for that one. I think when you start messing with children, you've crossed a line. I mean, how many of us have seen parents in court attack their child's attacker, their rapist? How many? So, having said this, and knowing this, do you think this is going to go very far? This is part of the bloodbath that is coming in November, because they're doing this. This is part of the bloodbath, and I hope they bring a book. It's going to have a lot of reading time after this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials say doctors and hospitals must provide an abortion under federal law when a pregnant woman in emergency medical condition needs a procedure to be stabilized. The governor of Texas wants transparency when it comes to information about the deadly Uvalde school shooting.
One thing that must be done is the release of that more than 70-minute video of exactly what happened in the school on that day, with only one thing eliminated, and that is any images of those who are victims.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says the Uvalde DA is preventing the release of hallway video from the shooting. Speaking in Dallas, Republican Greg Abbott saying it's especially critical that people of Uvalde know exactly what happened on that tragic day in May. USA Radio News. President Biden spent some time at the White House on Monday recognizing the passage of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act that increases money for mental health and tightens firearm regulations. Dr. Roy Guerrero is a pediatrician in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children were killed in a mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. He speaks about the impact the shooting had on his community.
I see children daily with PTSD and anxiety that's now leading to depression. I spend half my days convincing kids that no one is coming for them and that they are safe knowing and that they're safe. But how do I say that knowing that the very weapons used in the attack are still freely available?
India will soon surpass China in total population. A new UN report predicts it will happen sometime next year. Both countries are home to over 1.4 billion people as of 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Come now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then. Now then. You need to consider the logic of the left and understand that if, you know, there's a lot of loose talk out there and a lot of different kinds of talk out there, but it all comes down to considering something that should be unspeakable, which is whether we would devolve into an actual violent conflict. This is an issue of systematic political violence, and the most important question related to the long decline of America at the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and terminally foolish ruling caste that controls our major institutions is whether we can pull out of the tailspin that we're in without bloodshed and some sort of major hard reset. And I'll tell you right now, for as somebody who knows that, I want to. I sure hope so, but the risk is real. And we're going to need to confront this. The logic of the left accepts political violence. A few years back, you know, one of their little acolytes tried to wipe out the Congressional Republican Caucus on the softball field. Last month, another member of the MSNBCNN target demo tried to kill Justice Kavanaugh for somewhat limiting the ability of progressives to conveniently kill babies. Even the reaction to the recent molestation of the famously beerophilic jurist as he nibbled on a ribeye at Morton's in D.C. was indicative. This personal confrontation was celebrated by the left instead of decried. So, Where's the logical, what is the logical limit when you sign on to the idea that you can legitimately influence politics via the personal intimidation of officials put in office by our agreed constitutional procedure? And if you can get in his face, why can't you slap it? Why can't you put a bullet in it? And if there is a boundary, the left is not setting it. Keep in mind that civil conflict is not unknown in America. Our revolution was also a civil war, one sparked by tyrants seeking to enforce gun control. Civil war that followed four score and change years later was sparked by Democrats angry over the Republican demands that they stop treating human beings inhumanly. A theme that continues to this day. Prior to the war between the states was a war between the pro- and anti-slavery militias along the Missouri-Kansas border. In the late 60s, early 70s, there was an urban leftist insurgency by groups like the Weather Underground and the Black Panthers that resulted in hundreds of bombings and many killings. It was dealt with as a law enforcement matter, but in a distinctly militaristic way. The LAPD famously annihilated most of the Symbionese Liberation Army, whose battle cry was death to the fascist insect in a blazing firefight in South Central that was broadcast on national TV. Now, don't bother to try to insult my intelligence by talking about the 6th of January. That was a bunch of selfie snapping. There was nothing armed going on there. If Red America wanted to start something, they would have brought along their ARs like progressive James Hodgkinson did. So, while the chance of civil conflict is low, violence is not only possible, but it has been used by the left as a means of making political change here in the past. And the evidence is that the left remains ideologically open to using that kind of violence in the future. But what would this look like if it actually came to pass again? The potential of a low-grade leftist insurgency may be the most likely scenario if it were to happen, but there's also the threat of a more substantial conflict involving paramilitary, which whenever they're talking about paramilitary, they're talking about armed civilians. And even traditional military forces, right up to the actual maneuver combat between blue forces that are primarily urban and red forces that are primarily rural, with suburban territory mixed or contested. And in that scenario, you have to consider the respective correlation of forces and the territory red and blue forces would control initially to understand how this horrific situation might break down. Now, the blue force would face a real challenge because they would have a massively overextended logistical line that would be impossible to defend. It's nice to hold cities, but if you do not also hold all the rural territory between the cities as well as the routes to the places where you're getting your food and fuel and holding those is a big problem all by itself, then you have a real problem. And the stuff that keeps cities alive has to pass through Indian country. And even assuming you could convince a civilian trucker to make the passage, the blue states would still have to devote a massive proportion of their force to defend those routes. Even a small-scale campaign against the supply line could cause chaos in the cities. Imagine the madness as the soft urban professionals, unused to privatization and largely disarmed, find themselves both starving and subject to the will of the strong and the merciless. It's the road warrior all over again, except Mad Max is not coming to save you. Meanwhile, in the red areas, they're growing food. And when they eventually win, they want payback. They might negotiate a national divorce, sort of like the converse of a shotgun wedding. Or maybe they'll just channel Michael Corleone and resolve to take care of all the family businesses once. And they would not want to risk going another round with an enemy next door. Remember that a U.S. city cut off from food, and it's easy to eat for even light paramilitary forces to interdict, is 5 days from becoming Mogadishu. Advantage there, Red America. Keep in mind that a civil conflict that spins beyond law enforcement operation is certain to involve paramilitary forces, bands of civilians with their own private weapons, while living their best Second Amendment lives by fighting against what they see as tyranny. That's happened before, and as a result, we don't drive on the left and have generally good teeth. But we shouldn't be happy about that. A civil war is the least civil of any war fought. It would change America forever, and it would not be for the better. We've seen this kind of thing before. We've seen this kind of devolvement before. The L.A. riots. That was how, in just a few days, the facade of civilization collapsed. And it became essential during that time for every citizen to keep and bear modern weapons to defend themselves and their families and their communities and their constitution. So, the leftist critics and their fellow travelers at garbage places like the Bulwark will no doubt lie and claim that this would be somehow advocating what I'm warning against, but this kind of bad faith refusal to engage in debate honestly has become too common. We should demand that we do our fighting in the political arena instead of on the battlefield. We should do that. But if you're out there saying, well, how would this work? First thing you have to do is understand that you're going to have to look at the monster of political violence in the eye. That's the only way to defeat it. And but the actual end game should be that we just learn to go back to those days when we all had the same values. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. The National Instant Background Check System, which is supposed to safeguard you from letting criminals buy guns, is only as good as the people running it. And whenever there's a rampage killing, the Democrats want to expand background checks. And background checks are required for all gun purchases made at gun stores with an FFL. It's a myth that 40% of all gun sales are done without a background check. That line was debunked years ago, though you sometimes see it sneak in anyway. So, the expansion of background checks centers on private sales, which are minuscule and aren't the cause of gun violence in the United States. Those transfers are primarily among family members via inheritances. Expanded background checks are the basis for creating a national gun database to confiscate firearms. Yet before we can get into that debate, we need to figure out what the hell's going on at the FBI. We know, for example, that they were manufacturing evidence to prove the shoddy Russian collusion allegation. They also doctored evidence to secure spy warrants on Trump campaign officials like Carter Page. The DOJ, their reputation is stained. That's not new. What is somewhat disturbing is how they could not complete some 1 million background checks over the past couple of years, potentially allowing thousands of prohibited persons to purchase guns. The background checks were simply not completed within the critical 3-day period. This is the same way Dylan Roof got his gun. Federal law says the sale must legally go through if nothing turns up on the buyer in 3 days. So, we get this, and this is from NBC News. There were over 1 million opportunities for someone to buy a gun from a licensed dealer without a completed background check in 2020 and 2021, according to an FBI report released last month. In all, 1,002,274 background checks, or 4.2%, took longer than 3 business days in 2020 and 2021, a higher share than any other period since at least 2014. This was due to the buying, the large numbers of people buying. After the third business day, federal law allows dealers to sell weapons without the background while it's still pending, which potentially puts weapons in the hands of people who can't legally own a gun, because of mental illness or their criminal history. The FBI ultimately completed about one-fourth of those delayed background checks and discovered that 11,564 people were able to buy guns in 2020 and 2021 before the check showed that they should not have been allowed to do so. Then, the ATF then had to go and retrieve these weapons. That's only a fraction of them, though. The FBI never completed 734,604 checks between January 2020 through November 2021. The most recent data available because they took longer than 88 days, after which the Bureau must stop its research and purge the unfinished check from its system. Some dealers, because of all the stigma attached to it, chose not to sell weapons without a completed check, and many states have also made more stringent requirements. But it's still impossible to know how many people who bought guns after an unfinished background check would have been denied had it been completed. Now, for example, if your name is John Smith, you can run into an issue when purchasing a gun. And we all know that. And the law-abiding John Smiths of the country may have to wait a couple of days before their guns as the feds make sure that these John Smiths aren't the same John Smiths on the run for a variety of violent crimes or ones carrying past convictions that keep them from new gun ownership. Expect the Democrats to make a case for expanding wait periods in the wake of this news, but they shouldn't, because the Brady Bill established the NICS and the three-day waiting period. Democrats signed off on this in 1993. Then Representative Chuck Schumer introduced it. This is what cost them Congress in 1995. The election of 1994 swept them out. So, this is all by design from the Democrats, as you know. Now, the ATF did retrieve some of the weapons, which that's part of the mechanism put in place after these checks showed that a sale had been made involving a prohibited person. But going back to 2015 with Dylan Roof, you know, then FBI Director James Comey had to apologize for the clerical error that allowed him to purchase a firearm. They could have retrieved that one, but they didn't. The ATF retrieved some weapons after these checks showed that a sale had been made involving a prohibited person. But it's not, you know, the first time this happened. In 2017, Devin Patrick Kelly killed 20 people and suddenly over 20 people. He had served jail time upon his conviction for domestic abuse while he was in the Air Force. The Air Force never sent the FBI Kelly's criminal records, which would have prevented him from buying a gun. The FBI has suffered a series of failures in recent years, which makes this development that some 11,000 prohibited persons might have fallen through the cracks not all that shocking, but it's a bit jarring. But this system has failed. Does it need a tune-up? Yeah. But the problem is Democrats are going to use this opportunity to sneak in some crazy anti-gun initiative. And with how left-wing the Democratic Party's become, trust these folks, you shouldn't have that. And the same goes for Republicans, too. Right now, the Democrats are in the middle of... They're in a conniption fit over Roe versus Wade. They are absolutely in a conniption fit. Because the right to an abortion has been abolished. And actually, there was never a right to an abortion to begin with, but that's all beside the point. Also, now it's okay to carry a gun. It's expected. It's been acknowledged. And, well, that's a problem too. That's a big problem. And so that right now they're busy having these meltdowns like they did after Hillary lost. And Also, they're also sitting back going, you know, we've got it all right now. The run-of-the-mill Democrat who's out there voting for Democrats. The question becomes, well, if you guys have got it all, how come you haven't got it all? How come everything is so bad while you've got it all? And that's the fun part. That's the fun part. So, until we all cool down and the left ceases their tantrum over these rulings, we're stuck in neutral at the moment. But there's a midterm election coming up where the Democrats are going to take a pummeling at the polls. They're not going to do more on guns, especially with the economy in recession. But, you know, we're going to see. We're going to see. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours. Between now and then, if you'd be so kind, please remember this. This has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822. Extend your life.